Hello, Colin here with another of those audio boo things, and this is Colin's Boo 8, I do believe. Okay, what have we got? Well, on this Friday afternoon, 28th of January, where did this month go? But I'm glad it's gone. I'm recording another audio boo largely because I'm supposed to be doing something else, but distractions are always welcome on a Friday afternoon when you're supposed to be doing something boring. And the distraction today is something that those nice people at Panasonic in Bracknell sent me. Thank you very much. And it's a 3D camcorder. Yep, 3D, not just boring old 2D, 3D. Actually, yeah, of course, there's a boom now. There's a 3D boom, and the big brands, all of the main consumer electronics brands, are really doing what they can to push 3D at us and get us to think 3D now. So it's not just high definition telly. It's not even full definition 1080p, 1080 50p or 60p if you're in the States, high def. It's 3D 1080p. And things have moved on a little bit since the early products that we saw last year and one or two things that were previewed to us back in the summer. Now what we have is an interesting bridge between 2D, two-dimensional, normal video, and 3D video. There was this fear amongst consumers, I think, and I guess the big brands have responded really to market research. There's a fear amongst people that they were going to have to buy a 3D camcorder in order to produce 3D video that they could then watch on their 3D tellies, even if it does mean wearing those glasses. But in fact, what Panasonic's done is something quite interesting and very notable, actually. They've produced a range of 2D camcorders, but which enable the shooting of 3D with an optional 3D lens that's mounted on the screw thread on the front. So now what you can do is that you can buy one of these new camcorders, one of which I have in my hands right here, and that's the HDC TM900, and that's the Panasonic full HD camcorder. And if you buy the VW CLT1 optional 3D lens, screw it on the front, you're then shooting 3D. And that's what's quite unique about it. There's a range of, there's several models, several 3D models in the range. And this is the really the flagship, the top of the range one. This one has 32 gigabytes of built-in flash memory, so you don't need to worry about whether or not you've got a card to slot in. But it's also got a card slot, and that card can take up to 62 gigabytes of memory. So you've got, you know, not far short of 100 gigs actually on board, which is not bad, is it really? And quite a few other bits and pieces. It shoots full 1080 stroke 50p. That's 50 progressive frames per second. In the States, that's 60. Okay, I'm in PAL land in Europe, so it's 50. And loads of other stuff as well. So I'm going to be having a play with it over the coming weekend and probably into early next week, although I have got one or two. I've got an edit job to do for somebody, so I'm going to have to try and shoehorn this in. There's my iPhone going. So I'll bring you more as I get it. But if you're interested in camcorders, and if you're interested in this sort of 3D boom, if you're interested in shooting 3D movies at pretty low cost, then you might be interested in what I've got to say about the TM900, okay? But my time's running out, so I'll catch up with you again in a few days' time. But meanwhile, thanks for listening, and I'll see you on the next one.